I did, and you know, I saw you in front of me.
Oh, it is the ramp?
Yeah,
I don't write the annihilation.
I think you guys want to write a letter to Vernon County Road.
I have my GPS on. So let's see, at the second crossing, certainly, right. I'm still looking for a sign, and you're right.
It's small, and you know, where it says south and north, you can't see too good, right up on.
Absolutely.
And I know, they should give you a better sign.
I'm going to make that suggestion. My daughter goes to school in Virginia, and that's the prettiest campus that I've
ever
seen. James Madison University.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm from
Virginia. Oh, yeah.
We're
looking
there.
Fairfax County.
Oh, my God. It changed so much.
I was pretty sure.
Great parts.
Mike's just poison. I just think I'm getting better. No, 18.
Oh, they are
Good afternoon. Call to order this 42nd meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council. My name is John Wengart. I'm from Surgeonsville in Hunterdon County. Other members can introduce themselves.
Jeff Shire, Morris County Freeholder.
Scott Whitenack, Morristown. Glenn Petrano, Sussex County Freeholder.
Kurt Olstead, Chester Township Public Member.
Tim Dillingham, I'm a public member.
Elizabeth Calabrese, Bergen County Freeholder.
Michael Salvatore, Bernardsville, Councilperson, Somerset County.
Amy Les, Persephone.
Tracy Carluccio, Public Member, Hunterdon County.
And on the phone?
Janice Kovacs, Town of Clinton, Hunterdon County. And Tahisha Way, Passaic County Freeholder.
Good morning to you both, and Debbie Pascarelli is on her way. We do have a quorum. This meeting has been advertised in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act and publicized on the Council's website. All who wish, please rise to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for coming. The major activity of the Council at the moment is soliciting and hearing public comments on the draft plan, and in a moment Dante DiPiro will summarize the first hearings we've had over the last 2 days. We have another one this afternoon and more over the next week, and still others yet to be scheduled. Members know by now, we had scheduled hearings, our original scheduled hearings. After issuing that, we had suggestions that we add a hearing to the in each of the two Highlands counties where we had not scheduled them originally, Somerset and Passaic, and we are working on doing that now. So we will have at least two more hearings added to the rules already underway. The only thing I'd like to report on is some changes in the council committee structure, and I don't think that the list I had was in the packet yet, so we'll get copies distributed, because I think we need to vote on at least some of this. But the major changes to the committees are not all that major, but to add a transfer development rights committee, which we have not had before, so we have some concentrated focus of council members on that topic, and to change what we had been calling a smart growth committee into an agency coordination committee, federal and state agency coordination, to make the agriculture committee, which had been a subcommittee, into a committee as opposed to a subcommittee, and to change the name of the local participation committee to the public participation committee, that more accurately describe what it does, and then to change the name of the plan development committee to add local conformance to that, since that would be one of the functions of that committee. So we'll get this out so you all have it in writing and have the proposed membership of each of those before we go too much further in the meeting. That's the only thing I have to report on. Are there council members who have other matters they'd like to report on at this point?
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to comment on the public hearing that we conducted jointly with Councilwoman Gladys and myself in Morris County on Tuesday. It was very well attended. I don't remember how many people were there.
225 or so.
The 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. session was chaired by Councilwoman Letts, and I came in at 6 o'clock and dealt with the hard stuff.
Yeah, right.
Disappointing to me was the fact that it turned into sort of an extension of what the Highlands Council public portions have been. There was very little, if any, substantive discussion on the plan. And of course, the whole purpose of the hearing was to hear comments on the draft plan. Some of that, fairly, I think, is to do with the fact that the plan has not been completely read by a great number of people and understood by even fewer. So we accepted all public comments on both the plan and the act, which were vigorous, as usual, and the good part was that it was very well attended, and I suspect that subsequent hearings were and will be as well.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I would like to compliment Council Member Tracy Carluccio for handling her Bergen County public comment session last night. She did it with patience and dignity, and I welcome all to Bergen County. We had a very nice three and a half hours and took some very informative comments, but Tracy handled it beautifully, and I thank her for her dedication.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, just like to say, I think there were pretty good 40-some people,
yeah.
and just about everybody in the room spoke, and I thought we received some very valuable input from the members of the public that were there, so I thought last night went great, and thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, while Sussex hasn't had their public comment period yet, on the 2nd of January, I want to personally thank our executive director, Dr. DePiro, Steve Belzano, Warden, Chris Danis, on the 2nd, all the municipalities within Sussex who are affected by the Highlands had an opportunity to sit down with Highlands staff for the better part of an entire day, from about 11 in the afternoon till 8:30 in the evening. Each one of our municipalities had an hour and 40 minutes to go over the mapping issues and to see where we are with the plan at this point in time, to get feedback from the municipalities, which were town managers, town planners. I thought it was very effective and very helpful. The municipalities, the leadership, had pointed out some legitimate flaws in the mapping that need to be corrected. To show accuracy, so I want to thank our staff for taking the time to come up there. I thought it was very helpful.
I, as usual, did this out of order, so we have minutes to approve from two meetings, from November 20th and November 30th. And let's take them one at a time. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of November 20th?
The minutes of the 20th of November.
I'll second that.
Any comments or questions, council members? Any comments from the public? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? And the minutes. minutes of November 30th.
I'll make that motion as well.
Okay.
And I'll second that.
Okay. Any comments from council members? Comments from the public? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Welcome, Councilmember Eric Peterson, who's joined us. What I was referring to a moment ago, the list of committees has now been distributed. I understand our bylaws. As chairman, I can create committees after consultation with the council. Membership in the committees needs to be confirmed by a vote of the council. So,
I think it's just by approval.
By approval, by well. So do we need a vote to this? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't need a resolution.
Sorry. So what I appreciate is someone would like to move the piece of paper is headed Highland Council Committees, January 10th. As I've said in an email to each of you, I tried in this list to respect your requests and preferences and did almost entirely except for whatever reason, virtually the entire council wanted to be on the state and federal agency coordination committee, so I didn't.
Humble for acceptance.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Any questions, comments? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Move to the executive director's report. Cheryl.
Thank you. The first matters relate to the release of the draft regional master plan. In furtherance of the release on November 30th, staff has done a number of things. First, the plan and supporting materials have been posted on the website. That's for easy access by any member of the public. Copies have also been provided to municipalities at the county governing bodies. Copies were also provided to the executive and legislative branches. Full color copies are available to the public on our website. They're also on our CDs, which we are charging only $2, which is the mere cost of our for us to create them, given the importance of us getting the information out to the public and doing it in a very cost-effective way. We sent a letter to legislators, county, and local officials, and in doing so, we were mindful of the council's stressing of the importance of preservation funding and the desire to have those governments partner with us. Again, the council feels that getting adequate preservation funding is absolutely key to carrying out our mission, and we hope to build a coalition to do that. Some of the members have correctly noted from all the comments we've been getting at the public hearings over the last couple days that there ought to be enough consensus from everyone to support additional funding, and we'll hope to make that something that happens on an ongoing basis. And finally, so you know, we issued a public notice and the schedule for the public hearings, which are going on now. The public has been providing comments to the council. Those comments have been coming in by mail, by email, by fax. To members of the public, we want to make sure you know that email is very easy. You can just go to our Highlands website. It's easy for you to send them in that way. It's easy for us because it goes directly into our database. It ensures that our members will see them exactly and quickly. So we encourage folks to take advantage of that easy mechanism as much as possible. One other mention on the release of the draft plan. Again, we want to underscore that it's just a draft plan. Folks continue to come up and ask me whether the plan as adopted affects them right away. The point is, it's draft. The council has gone through extraordinary lengths to make sure that key concepts are in that plan so that we can get the appropriate feedback. And that's exactly why the council is holding all of the public hearings, to make sure that this draft plan will be as good as can be made, given the comments, and comments are important. We do anticipate changes, and that will be part of our public process going forward. The chairman's mentioned the public hearings. We have a full schedule. To recap the ones, you've already heard some of the active members who've been present at those hearings and made them a success. I will agree that the meetings have gone very well. Members of the public and the press have alike come up and said that they noted how civil the whole discourse was, how many people were interested and were attending, and they thought that that bode very well, was boding very well for the process that the council has established for moving forward. And over 200 people for the first public hearing in Morristown. over 100 people in the second one. Yesterday in Mahwah, there were fewer folks, but again, it was well attended. The press was covering all of the events, and so I think what you can note from that are a couple things. One, the public remains involved. They are providing comments. Those comments have been helpful. And there was very strong showing for the importance of issues like protection of the region, protecting water resources, and obviously we hear of all the other issues that council members regularly hear at our meetings were represented there. But it was important for us to go to easy to access regions throughout the Highlands to make sure the public has an adequate chance to weigh in. There has been a lawsuit filed seeking documents from the council. It was filed by the Builders Association. Their request was for our consultant documents that were created and that went into the draft regional master plan. As a summary matter, because we can't get into too much detail since the matter is in litigation currently, the council did provide four reports in entirety. It provided two other reports with very minor redactions, and those redactions were based on specific OPRA exemptions. The council held just two preliminary reports. And those reports are being written under contracts that are still out ongoing, and the content on those is deliberative. The information that are in those preliminary, these two preliminary reports, is information that did not go into the draft regional master plan. If anyone has more specific issues, they should probably see Tom Borden afterwards to go into strategy or to deal with specifics. We would probably have to go into executive session, but if there are general questions, we could deal with those.
And could you go a little bit at the sort of the timing of when the builders requested information of the extent to which the amount of communication there was before the lawsuit was filed?
Yeah, Tom, would you like to amplify that?
We, the builders submitted an open request, as I recall, in late October. And their request was for all the reports generated by our consultants. We did go out back and forth communication with them. It was at a time of intense development of the plan, and we advised them of that, and so we advised them we'd be able to provide them mid-December, which we did. December 15th, they came in and we provided the reports to them. We did not have they did not communicate it with us after we were provided the reports and the redacted reports. They immediately filed this lawsuit, so I wish that would have occurred, but it did not. There's a hearing tomorrow at 1:30 before Judge Wilson Ellis, so we've submitted papers to the to provide a basis for our opinions.
And of course,
there's still some reports, though, that we haven't provided, correct?
Yes, we have ongoing contracts that are subject to the next round of the plan. For example, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is flying over the regions to get a steep slope analysis. There are things we are doing for the next iteration of the plan. So there are reports that are under development for the next part of the plan that are not part of this plan. And then we will provide those reports when they're completed and provide an opportunity to comment on those when the next iteration of the plan comes out.
Can I ask a question? You've just said that, can I understand what you've just said to mean that the information that is not yet available or has not yet been released is not pertinent to the draft master plan?
That's correct.
Tom, could I ask maybe the same question in another way? Why do we care? Is there a reason to care?
There is a reason to care. The reports we received from these consultants came in September and October. We're still looking at them. Their policies and recommendations that this council has not reviewed yet, and staff is still reviewing. So it's essential that there's open communication to examine those issues before we release them publicly. That they're not positions of this council.
Are these final work products from the consultants, or are they draft work products?
They're draft. It's a halfway through the consultant process. It's a four-stage process.
I ask the same question again. Why not stay a draft 10 times on each page and give it all to them?
Yeah.
If there's a really good reason, great. but at least I don't know what the reason for saying no to them is. I mean, they come back and say, well, you didn't do whatever was in this draft, but we'll have a reason for not doing it.
No, when I was asked by the press, I didn't know what to say about it. I didn't know what the nature of these reports was, why we weren't giving them to them. I knew nothing about it.
And that's what we provided, is in the papers we filed with Judge Bosnellis, we provided the basis for why these reports will be forthcoming at a later date.
Amy, let me interrupt to say, if members want to get into more detail with Tom on the strategy, I mean, I would recommend we do go into executive session and handle legal strategy rather than do it in public, and which you certainly can do.
We surely could.
That's probably a sensible thing to do.
Yeah, I guess that's sensible. Sorry. So why don't we do that after we get through the rest of the agenda? I'd like to welcome Debbie Pasquarelli, Dennis Kovach in person. We have all council members present either visibly or on the phone.
John, before you move on, yes. I just have one thing to conclude with, which is unfortunately, I have to announce that my secretary, my legal assistant, Denise Guidotti, is not going to be with us any longer. She did a great job here, but unfortunately for personal reasons with family, is going to need to work closer to Trenton, where she's from. So on the good side, though, Latonia is already here to help us out. She's been working with us for some time, and she's filling in the breach in the meantime. So I want to make sure you know who she is. You're welcome to contact her when you have requests, and we'll make sure to get contact information. Yes, sir.
Could you explain the hearings, the process of keeping track of comments and getting comment summaries to members, both who are at the hearings and aren't, how that's going to work?
Sure. We are making recordings of the hearings. We're taking notes of the hearings, and we'll be providing those to members. We will continue to provide them in the way that we're doing now, which is to post them on the members' website so that you can access them. We hope to be able to give you some summary information as well. We know the members have expressed a great interest in making sure that if they're unable to attend a particular meeting, that they have access to the very comments so that they can stay fully abreast of them. And to do that, we'll have that website up. We're looking now to see, given two public hearings on Tuesday, one yesterday, one tomorrow, how quickly that'll happen. But our intention is that they go up as quickly as possible so that you have them.
You said that they going up, that's the summaries of the comments?
We're not sure what we can offer yet, but we'll clearly offer at least summaries, but more hopefully we'll get the type of versions of them as soon as possible thereafter or immediately if we can.
I think the summaries are most important, probably for me, but to just have a quick sense of what issues are being raised frequently and any specific points that are being brought up.
A question, Mr. Chairman. We were getting for a while there forwarded comments. Now,
right.
Some folks thought that was too many emails, but I did read those, and I
these
kind
were
of
comments that the public was submitting directly.
That's right. I kind of shudder to think that I would have to read all of this in a few days.
Well, the way that we left it was if any members want to get them bounced directly to them, we're happy to do it. If you just want to see Matt before you go today, and
good,
make sure you're on that list. And that way, if you don't say that, we're not sending them to you because of the overload issue that was raised. But anybody who wants them will just bounce them.
That's
in
right.
Addition, you could get them on the website.
Thank
so
you.
Just to be clear, so this means that when the public's submitting an email comments to the council, if you would like them to come directly to you, to let Pat know.
And so that everyone knows, when we get hard copies, we're having them scanned in, and we're adding them to what we have, and those will be available at least on the website. So no matter what form folks are sending them in, they will all be available to you, and we're happy to bounce the emails.
They'll all be on our website as well.
Correct.
That's great. Yeah. No, that's great because I think it is really helpful to know as time goes by what people are saying and then also to be able to digest them along the way. Thank you.
Other questions for Dante?
I just wanted to make a comment on Dante's comments about the public hearings so far. One thing I was really pleased to hear at the hearings, particularly last evening in Ramapo, that several people, not all of whom are property owners that are affected by being in the preservation area, but that they stood up in favor of some type of a water usage fee. Some of them called it a tax. We tried to remind them it would be a fee. But I think that that's something that we should take note of and make sure that we accumulate how many of these comments that we get going forward.
And Patty is keeping track of which members have signed up to go to which hearings, so if you don't remember what you either volunteered or have been volunteered for, I think a fair number of members signed up to go to this afternoon's hearing. Committee reports, the Plan Development Committee met last year, December 18th, and there's a 2.5-page summary of that in your packets. The major issue of discussion is the one that's on the agenda shortly, the resolution concerning Sussex County's petition to the State Planning Commission. So I will summarize the meeting, but if anyone has any questions. And I don't think any other committees have met. The next item, item 10 is, item 9 is the hearing schedule for 2007. I know a number of you have been disappointed to see on this draft resolution that there are we do not list council meetings every week or even every 2 weeks. Thinking and drafting this resolution was to aim for meetings once a month with the understanding that we certainly can add meetings whenever they're needed, and to try to make somewhat greater use of the committees over the next months, and have many of the committees meet maybe monthly, but meet, between council meetings, so that more work can be vetted before it gets to the council, and then the council can discuss it and make a decision. So the resolution, draft resolutions in your packet, is there a motion?
How about you want to put comments before? I'll move it.
Okay.
And make a comment.
Okay, there's a second?
One second.
Okay.
I noticed you scheduled July 5th at 10 a.m. That seemed to me not the most useful sort of schedule, or whoever did it.
Yeah.
And I certainly be delighted to amend my own motion and move that out by a week.
I'll second that amendment.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think the thinking was the summer hearings we'd revisit in May. July 4th is a Wednesday this year, so I think the thinking was, I guess it ruins both weekends. But so you would want to make that July 12th?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I guess that's acceptable to the next resolution. Any other comments? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Any public comments? Yes.
Are you going to make a list of the committee meetings? Is there going to be some other way to find out?
Yeah, the committee meetings will be posted on the website whenever they're scheduled. They haven't up till now met on a particularly regular schedule. When we can, we try to make them the same day as the council meeting.
What kind of notice do you have to give legally?
Legally, I don't think we have to give any notice. We don't even have to have them open to the public, but we choose to. And we will make notice on the website. And I don't know if we do any other kind of notice for them. That has succeeded in generating a crowd for many of our hearings so far, many meetings so far.
Well, there have been two meetings in the Plan Development Committee for that. Somehow we missed it. We feel like we're on that all the time. We thought we were scheduled. There's now going to be three subcommittees that are very important to the ag community. And so I guess the decisions on Monday to have a committee meeting on Thursday, if you can do it sooner than that and put it on the website, we would certainly appreciate it. We would certainly have been at those meetings if we had enough advance notice.
Well, we will try to let people know who we think might be interested in as much as we can.
Well, we got no notice whatsoever this time.
There's only been one meeting of Plan Development in recent.
Well, it was, I think, our ag meeting she's referring to also, and, right. And I would just add to the comments that we were scrambling to schedule some of these subcommittee meetings relative to release of the plan, and I think we neglected to notice them as we had said we would do so, and it was an oversight.
Okay, I just hope in the future, since these committees are going to be, it seems like, equally important in the council, that we get those notices out. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the truth is sometimes we don't know more than 36 hours in advance when we have a meeting. I mean, so, I mean, it's miserable for us, too. So.
But we will try to let people know as much notice as we can. And, again, the committees, while we do want the public to be there, they do not make any binding decisions. They, you know, they only may make recommendations to the council. Any other comments on schedule? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Next matter is Highland Council officers. We have two officers, a vice chair and a treasurer, and entertain motions for the vice chair.
Mr. Chairman, I think that our current chair has done a very fine job in helping to provide leadership as we worked our way through the development of this regional master plan. I think he's been a voice of reason and balance, and I think he should continue. Therefore, I would like to nominate Jack Schreier to be the vice chairman.
Second.
Okay.
Are there other names?
Not over yet, hasn't been voted.
Right. Any other names?
We should ask Jack to leave before he renounces.
Right. Right.
Do you agree to serve?
I'm reminded of a story.
It's not about the tomato plants, is it?
No, a man in England, where these things usually take place, had committed a particularly heinous crime and was sentenced to hang. And he was desperate, but not much he could do. And the warden came down to his jail cell the night before the event was to take place. And so I've got some great news for you, Governor. The Queen herself is going to be here tomorrow morning. What do you think of that? And the perpetrator said, well, frankly, except for the honor of it, I just as soon pass. I'm not going to say that this morning.
All those in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Congratulations. Dick Cheney is deposed. We have a new vice chair. And treasurer. As a motion for selecting a treasurer.
I nominate Debbie Pascoe.
Second.
Are you willing to serve?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other
story?
Or accents?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Abstentions? Okay.
Thank you. I'll have a story for the next meeting.
Okay. All right. That brings us to the major substantive issue on the agenda, and that is the 11th item here, the resolution concerning the Sussex County petition for plan endorsement. And Dante, do you want to introduce this?
Mr. Chairman, if yes. I could, before we start, I've been informed by our ethics officer and backed up by our chief counsel, Mr. Borden, because I am a Sussex County resident, and this affects Sussex County. Fortunately, I have to recuse myself from participating in the discussion, much to my dismay, but it's something that has to be done. So to keep everything on the up and up, I will leave the room, and I will return when this discussion is over.
Before you leave, Tom, could you clarify what Councilman Matrano has just said? Because we are all residents somewhere that where issues come up that are affecting us. Is it because he's a Freeholder?
Yes, it's more than just residency. It was an active participation in this particular application that's before us. So for the future, if there's council members that are involved in particular applications regarding their particular municipality and conflict regarding that particular municipality, it would be our advice to recuse yourself from that to avoid any appearance of impropriety.
Did the Freeholders take action on that?
The Freeholders have submitted a petition for plan endorsement on this particular long-term strategic planning process that Councilman Petrano is fully involved in.
Does a member have a choice? I mean, in the case of another one of our Freeholders from another county who was being excluded from discussions in that county of issues related to the Highlands, could he then participate in that discussion with the Highlands Council?
I think hypothetical situations, and that's why we deal with these one at a time. This one is a clear case.
Jim was thinking of specifics here.
Right. So. I would be glad to discuss specifics.
Okay. The problem is there's no direct financial gain for the person. I mean, isn't the reason why we want to have representatives from each specific county to know firsthand what's going on there? It's so convoluted. I mean, he's got no direct financial gain.
It's consistent with what's happening at the State Planning Commission, which is important that Mr. Eskelson is involved in this, has been recusing himself from participation. Financial gain, if it's not present.
As long as you don't tell anybody you're getting bribed, but for, make the appearances look...
Yes.
Clean. It's so ridiculous. I go on record thinking this is ridiculous. We should have Glenn's input, and I'm frustrated that every time we talk about somebody's county, all these freeholders can't participate. I mean, who knows better Sussex County than the Sussex County freeholder?
Tom, somebody much wiser than I pointed out that the statute specifically states that there has to be three freeholders on the council. And that was done specifically so that the counties could participate in this process. And by doing this, and maybe I'm really not one to speak, but I might be getting myself in a situation, but you're taking that person out of the participation of why the statute was written in the first place, which is an argument which you and I have grappled about this quite often. It seems contrary to the intent of the statute. And I don't, and again, there's no personal gain, there's no benefit. All there is knowledge. And we all benefit from the knowledge, which is the same things that, well, the taxpayers of Sussex County in this case have elected him to be here and elected him to be on the freeholder board, and he's here representing Sussex County in that capacity, and it seems like we're through this conflict. And I don't really, I understand the conflict in a very general sense, but as was stated earlier, everybody in this room is conflicted one way or the other. I mean, every time that we talk about something in Hunterdon County, do I have to recuse myself? Does everybody here each time, that Hunterdon County, if that's the case, then we lose three people every time we talk about Hunterdon County. Do we do this each time? I mean, if you're on a planning board in a town, no matter what you do in that town has an impact on the property that you own in that town, whether it's across town or next door. And unless there's some direct financial gain, I don't see the conflict. Here, I don't see the conflict. We're talking about the entire county, and there's no benefit to him doing this. He's here really as a representative of Sussex County, and the idea was that the representative would bring the voice of Sussex County here to be heard, and what we've done is he's been sent off.
Mr. Chairman, you may recall, those of you who were here early in the process when the council was starting, that the ethics officer from the state director came in and discussed these very issues with us. And I remember clearly asking that very question that Mr. Peterson's brought up, that we're here because we are representing certain areas of the Highlands. And if we are going to fairly represent those areas of the Highlands, we should be allowed to participate in these discussions. And the response was, no, you can't, especially if you're a voting member of some place. That's why I asked the question about being a freeholder, where the issues come up and you have the opportunity to vote on one side or the other. I'm still not clear about it, and I still think that it's a misapplication of the, or misunderstanding at least, of the ethics rules in this particular instance. So I join those who are opposed to having Mr. Petrano, Councilor Petrano, excused here. His input represents some valuable information that the council could benefit from. Whether we decide to accept it or not is up to us.
Mr. Chairman, is Tom, is the exclusion purely for elected officials?
No, this
what happens when the conflict is for those council members who are not elected to office?
What I would say to all the comments that have come in the past couple of minutes is this is a very particular case. There is not, as you know, in developing the master plan, there's been input from all members and there's been no exclusion. This is a particular application, and it was particularly voted upon, was particularly submitted for review, and we've been asked to comment on it. It is like a development application, one could say. It's not that far, but it's close enough to it to require, in my mind, recusal. I think it protects this council. It protects the council from those who would object to whatever vote we take on this from objecting that it was tainted. The suspicion is
that Mr. Vetrano would sway us in a particular direction.
And you're right that the ethics laws do fall on the side of protection, and that's how they are designed. They're designed to ensure that the public trust is maintained.
I contend that I don't see much difference between the conflict of this and this. So if Glenn's has a conflict because of this Sussex County document, then I guess we're all in conflict because we all live somewhere in the Highlands, most of us. So how can we all participate in this? I think that sometimes government is a sham, and it's a sin that Glenn Vetrano is a sin. And I want to go on record that, it's terrible. And I'll make a motion that as a council that we endorse Glenn participating in this discussion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if I could just follow up on the last Jack's point and
I have a motion on the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
I wasn't taken away from that. I was just going to say.
We have a second. So now we can go into discussion.
And by way of comment, if I understand this, we're being asked to say that we support, am I looking at the right document, the State Planning Commission's stuff three times vis-a-vis Sussex County? Am I looking at the right stuff?
Yeah, the resolution regarding the recommendation of Sussex County for resolution.
And it has three items in the therefore be resolved.
Right.
And it says that we support the State Planning Commission three times.
Right. Twice. It speaks of three different parts of Sussex County.
For the life of me, is Glenn on the State Planning Commission?
No, he is effectively the applicant on behalf of Sussex County for plan endorsement before the State Planning Commission. So he is applying for approval by the State Planning Commission.
Okay, well, I'm in kind of general agreement with the observations, but then on this specific one, which is which you made reference to, I'm very much of the mind of Kurds and others, because it seems to me where we're being asked to support the State Planning Commission twice, that the relationship becomes so attenuated that, as Kurt is saying, it's just silly, for what it's worth. Now, I also take it that you've made this recommendation to Glenn and he's following your recommendation. We haven't thrown him out.
I'd like to suggest that, I agree with what all the members have said so far. It does seem to me, for what Eric was saying, that the Act clearly said there should be local officials from the Highlands area on the council, and the idea couldn't have been that they should be there to only talk about the parts of the Highlands that they know less about. But on the other hand, it is true, as Jack said, we received unusually explicit guidance from the State Ethics, she's now chair of the State Ethics, director of the State Ethics Commission, I guess it's called, in this direction. So what I would suggest instead of the motion, or maybe a different motion, would be that we, and we're also sort of shooting Tom as a messenger with this message, that we put together a letter to whoever the appropriate authorities are, whether it's the State Ethics Commission or who, to say that this doesn't make sense to us and we'd like it revisited. Because I think at this point, to bring Glenn back in the meeting, he can come back if he wants, as you said, but each individual elected official is then in an awkward position of defying the apparent instructions from the State Ethics Commission.
I think we should bring him back and send the letter for the future clarification.
Just as a technical matter, I think, as Jack mentioned, didn't we adopt a conflict of interest policy as part of that conversation? So we have our own rules that, granted, were developed based on the advice of the State Ethics Officer, but So to a certain extent, we have to set those rules aside if we make that determination. But I want to draw, because I think there is a distinction. I don't think that the elected officials are being asked to be excluded or not present their understanding and their insights into the general policies and development of the direction of the council. I see this very much akin to a development application. Maybe it's easier to see the potential conflict if Morris County was asking, to build a road and needed a conformity decision from us under the regulatory powers that we'll have after the plan's adoption. So the elected officials live dual lives in their positions here. They're both Highlands Council members with their concerns and obligations to the broader region and that act, as well as the ones to their constituents at home. And it seems to me that that's where the perception of potential conflict comes, is when the county, this is a county initiative, it's the county money invested in, county time, county staff resources, that's where the appearance of the conflict, in line with the way that the rules were described to us, arises.
But to that point,
I guess I have two things I'd like to comment on. I'm just trying to understand this, which I'm sure I don't fully understand the process. But something has led this document to come to us, and in my mind I'm kind of equating it as a check and balance, which is really a whole form of government. And in my mind, it probably comes down to what makes this unique is Glenn's actually on both sides of this check and balance. He's as a freeholder on one side, they're looking to us for an approval. So he's actually, that may make it unique, the check and balance in my mind. But the second thing was just something Glenn mentioned to me as he was sitting down, and he probably mentioned to someone else because I asked him if he had it covered. He was concerned that the county planner, could not attend. And knowing that he was excusing himself, he thought that it would be better, or Sussex would be better served if the planner was here, which he could not for whatever reason.
That was just a scheduling conflict.
So knowing that, I mean, he was hopeful that maybe it would be postponed to accommodate the planner. We seem to have a need for maybe a little research, which would make some other members feel better about the conflict issue. Between those two, it might be enough to right now just put it aside and come back with both either a planner and Glenn later, or at least a
I agree with your point, but I think it's a little premature. We're discussing the ability of Glenn to participate in the discussion, but we will get to that when we get to
the But if it allows us more research, more time, I think it would, rather than come to a conclusion, is that, are we better served by taking action, or are we better served by research?
As one of the people who made the motion or seconded the motion that's on the floor, I would like to say that I agree with Scott for both of the reasons that he cited. One, the conflict question, and one, I think you're alluding to the observation that some of us think more information would be useful. And maybe a simple thing to do here is to table this. And to that end, I'd like to suggest to Mr. Alstead that we go ahead and amend our motion to a motion to table.
Or I will consent to my
tabling,
to table discussion of this proposed resolution until such time, hopefully the next meeting, where we have input from Sussex County and input from the state ethics officer in respect of Mr. Petrano's apparent.
I think the reason we held the meeting today, the major substantive reason, was this, that there's a time pressure coming from elsewhere, which is the State Planning Commission's committee is scheduled to meet on January 24th to take action on this matter. So as the resolution is drafted, it would ask them to postpone that action, and if we delay consideration of this till our next meeting, it would be moot. So that was the reason.
We could meet in 3 days. In a week, whatever the...
Right, but we are not... We do a poking. And I think on the ethical question, it's unrealistic to think we would get a quick answer other than confirmation of the answer we got in the past in short time. I mean, if it was going to be a change in policy, the odds are that would take some amount of time. And I don't know, we do have someone here from the governor's office, from the governor's authority. I don't know if Jim Carey, do you have any light to shed on this conflict issue? Or?
No, I don't. I have some thoughts on it, about how to address a letter, but I think Tom's advice, following with what the State Ethics Commission has previously advised you for the immediate short term, is probably what you should go along with.
Right. I'd like to try, if we could, but I don't know if that's not what the motion on the table, to separate the two questions. So the question of Glenn's participation, and not Glenn specifically, but the general issue. But the motion we have on the table at the moment is to table the consideration of Sussex, which I guess is technically not a debatable motion.
No, isn't the motion to table the conflict of interest policy and allow Glenn to participate? That was
the motion on the table.
To table the discussion.
Both.
To table the consideration of the resolution about Sussex County. That's the motion. I mean, the motion is to table that.
Is there anyone here that can talk to Sussex portion of it?
There is no one from the county. There are people from Sussex municipalities here.
May I comment on this? The question is really a process question. It is not specific to the Sussex plan. I think we may have lost sight of that. It's about how this body should interact with state agencies on issues such as this. And at this point, I don't see that if I understand we are correctly, we're not going to hear from staff specific comments on the plan itself. That would be at a future meeting. And so the issue, and by then maybe something will come up that Glenn could be able to participate. So that's one point. And the second point is we have to act on this today because there is they've already delayed, as I understand it, waiting for some comments from us. And I think the decision will be made de facto if we don't act today, so, and I wouldn't recommend we do that.
You also note that Dante had discussions with the Office of Smart Growth over the last couple of days, asking if they would delay their scheduled meeting on January 24th, and they were unable to do that. So.
It's bad enough that we get banged over the head in the public eye that we delay our own actions, but we're going to become known as a board that slows down other boards' deliberations.
I think just been told. Doesn't matter what we do, they're not slowing down.
Right.
I think we may have just been told, doesn't matter what we do today, in any event.
I think Debbie's comment is really the important one. And this resolution is not based on the merits of the plan. It's based on whether or not they should move ahead with adoption before our plan is completed. So I think I would like to hear, I think we should discuss the substance of this resolution. And I'd like to hear from our staff, about the construction of the resolution and the resolution, especially because of the time pressure.
Well, the only thing I'd like to say is all of a sudden we've got a deadline, and deadlines are meaningless until today around here most of the time. But why didn't we have a meeting on December 2nd and address this then when we would have had time to get the expertise in here and dive into this a little bit and think, all of a sudden, we've got it in front of us, and we have to digest this. We don't have any expert testimony from Sussex County itself, and we're thrown into the lions.
No, there is. Well, I mean, I don't know. There is the history of this. We have discussed this matter numerous times at the council. The council has directed the staff to write letters to the Office of Smart Growth and State Planning Commission, which the council has done, and. This is where we've gotten to, is that we've gotten to the point where, and the position the council has taken is that it makes sense for the State Planning Commission to wait until we have the plan adopted rather than taking action ahead of that. That's the position we've taken up until now. The State Planning Commission has decided so far to go ahead with taking an action for one county in the Highlands region at this point. So that's why, so it's not that this is the first time we're considering this, but it's that what we said in the past has not been.
So why would we change that position then?
I don't think we should.
This resolution would essentially be reinforcing that position in a perhaps more direct or more, maybe it would be reinforcing the position.
That's a restatement of where we are.
Yeah, we have a motion on the table, which is to table discussion of the Sussex matter. And as I started saying, that motion to table or not, technically debatable, is that right?
That is true. Okay. They're not debatable.
Okay. So,
Mr. Chairman, I have a comment. I mean,
they're commentable, not debatable.
Really? Either we have to seriously amend this or we have to postpone it. I mean, it says in here that we recommend that the Planning Commission endorse this. It says that we support the planning conducted by. We don't know anything about this yet.
Let's vote on the motion whether we want to table this discussion or whether we want to have the discussion.
I'm going to table it. Is that a motion?
No, we have a motion on the table that we table this discussion. We have no more discussion about Sussex County today and put it off to a subsequent meeting.
Okay.
That's the motion that Kurt made.
Do I call on this?
Are you, am I correctly stating your motion?
Mike's signing, yes.
I thought you did.
Just a table.
Yes.
Well, I'd love to, I think what our goal was to defer taking action on it, but what we're hearing is, well, we need to take action on it today because we have a deadline. So now this is shifting to, well, is the action reaffirming our position prior, which was we can't take action on this until we have a finalized regional master plan.
Yeah, well, let me suggest, would you be willing to retract your motion and then we can discuss it? And if we decide...
We'll retract the motion for now. Would you agree? So everything's up. Everything's
okay. So let's go. So we are back to discussing something without Glenn present, recognizing that many of us have a problem with that, and we'll deal with that separately.
Well, let's take action on that then. So I make a motion that we direct our attorney to contact the Ethics Office to specifically discuss how the Highlands Act allows participation of freeholders as elected officials in discussions that impact their counties.
And municipal officials, I guess.
And elected officials, period.
Attorney Tom, if you go back into the archives, you will find that we had this very discussion.
Exactly.
Is there a second?
Can I just...
Wait, was there a second? Yes.
If you can make that better, go for it, Eric.
Can we have it so that Tom is going to find, have it do research to determine if the legislative intent was to have the municipal and the county officials that were appointed to the council to participate in matters that come before the council regarding their county or municipality, so that whether that was legislative intent or not, because that will override whatever this broad ethics policy is, if it's there.
John, I would step in. The public interest is always what takes precedence, and that's a comment I didn't get to make earlier, that I think we're getting hung up on conflicts, meaning we have some sort of personal gain. In my years in public service, I worked with attorneys who were extremely conservative on the conflict issue, and they beat into me. It's not always about whether it's personal gain, it's how the public's being served, the same way you can't have attorneys working on both sides of an issue. And maybe we can be instructed about that. It would help us if we could hear something or read something that you could prepare on that. But the Act does not supersede that principle, as I have always been taught. So.
Well, just this morning, I read an article on ethics in government put out by the New Jersey Bar Association. And after reading that article, it does talk about appearance, but there are standards, there are cases that they cited where it's not that clear. There's more to it than just the appearance of it. It is for what the underlying thing is, what's best for the public. And I think that is really a question here. Is it better for the public that the members from the municipalities and the counties be able to sit and have discussions, be involved in the discussions on these issues, and was that the legislative intent? Or do we just have this broad sweeping issue here where you're knocked out when it comes to your county, or you're knocked out when it comes to your town? At what point does that come involved? Because it's all the same level. He would be giving comments about why his county has done what it's done. And I think that's an important part of the deliberative process of this. And that's why there's elected officials on the council. And I think that the legislature, since they enacted the legislation about ethics, I think that they can create exceptions to it, if they have the power to that, depending on their legislative intent. And I don't think anyone's really addressed that issue in itself.
Well, I think what we're saying, by the way, in my sense of understanding the resolution, is we are saying, if those of us, if we vote for the resolution, we're saying that we would like, as council members, to get the maximum benefit of the knowledge of members of the council about their jurisdiction, even if they are elected officials there, and we believe the intention of the law in mandating that there be elected officials is consistent with that, and we would like the ruling that we had received to be revisited and changed.
I'd certainly like a response along those lines, but I'd also like a response in respect to this proposed resolution specifically. Glenn's already voted on this policy, I think, is what, I mean, I don't remember Glenn recusing himself when we established this policy. Maybe he wasn't here that day. But we have a policy that says you wait. And what, when you cut through this, what we're really asking ourselves, are we going to stick with that policy or do something else? I, for the life of me, can't see how, if Glenn has a conflict today, he didn't have a conflict when he voted on it the first time. And I don't think he had a conflict when he voted on the first time. I just find this particular one, the answer, wrong. So in addition to the general question, which Eric is asking, and it's very sensible to ask, I'd like if our council probed specifically and profoundly on this particular resolution. I, for the life of me, could see a situation where you get an answer to the first question that continues to say, well, it depends on X, Y, and Z, but I'd sure like an answer on this resolution.
Well, what about if we cite this as a specific example?
Well, I put both questions back.
Mr. Chairman, my question would be, even if that's the longer-term process of the council, what the council ought to consider about today? When Tracy mentioned that the discussion now would be a general discussion and not a specific discussion, it reminded me of what the executive director of the Ethical Commission said when she was here, and she in fact made that kind of distinction. She said, after all, members of the council are going to be doing a regional master plan, so they are going to necessarily be all right for approving general policies. And it was only if it was something that was specifically on the merits, in which case the disqualification would have to be applied. So if it turns out that the council decides, after you decide whatever you want to do long-term with an inquiry with the Ethical Commission, if you're going to discuss just general policy today, namely whether the State Planning Commission ought to wait on any petitions before the Highlands Council takes some action, it may be that that kind of discussion wouldn't involve a disqualification at all of any member.
I don't think that's the issue on the table, though. I mean, Michael's right. We've sort of already stated we wanted to wait. We've expressed that to the State Planning Commission. So they've come back with a very specific piece of action, which they have on their agenda. So it's not a general policy discussion.
Well,
the rest of the resolution we have on the table is just about the conflict question and the extent to which members have to recuse themselves. And then we can get to the Sussex question.
Well, we have clear language on the motion. I know we've discussed it. I just want to make sure who's ever defining the actual words.
I mean, aren't we in essence asking, I go back to Jack's comment again, I think we've asked this question of the state ethics officer, she's offered us an opinion, we framed a policy around that, we can re-ask the question.
Well, I think we asked the question when she was sitting here and she had an answer, I think, to ask it in writing.
No, what I'm saying is we didn't ask this question. When Jack asked how an elected official ought to act in these circumstances, she made a division between general policy, that are policies that have an effect on every part of the Highlands region, such as you might see in a regional master plan, and specific ones. And what I'm suggesting is, if your discussion today is about Sussex specifically, that might lead you down one path. But if your discussion today is about, and the way I think it's framed in the resolution, whether generally the State Planning Commission should not act on any petition, because this body thinks that's untimely. What I'm saying is, as I understood the Rita Struminski when she was here, she would say that that was a general policy that would not require a disqualification. And that's why I think we're not really relying on what you said before to say he was disqualified. In fact, we didn't, as I understand it, ask the Ethical Commission about this specific application to Mr. Vetrano.
So are you saying he should not be disqualified from this?
I'm saying it seems like there's a strong argument based on what she said last time, that if this discussion is general and not specifically about Sussex, that he would arguably be able to participate.
This is
we have three questions on the table. Let's try to get the resolution is basically that we need clarification of this policy and the answer we would like. Our belief is that it ought to be to allow as much inclusion, as much participation as possible of council members.
I think that, in fact, we're directing our attorney to state that it's our belief, based on the legislative review, that we can do this, that this is a different situation, and that the ethics has to look at this differently because of the
way that the act was crafted by the legislature.
Then you're saying we're asking for, we're directing our attorney to say this? Is that what you said?
Yes.
I just want to get clear what I'm voting on.
We're asking our attorney to send a letter saying, taking that point of view and asking if they're agreeing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Can we vote on this resolution? Is everyone clear? Eric, clear? Are we going to vote on this?
Yes.
Okay, all those in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Two nays. Abstentions? Okay. Second question. So I think we probably need to get into the discussion of the substance of the resolution before we get to Dante's point about whether the resolution is in fact one that...
Before we get into the substance, okay. Can I just ask, make a point? I think what Dante was saying may be true if we're talking about a general resolution, but I have a problem, and I think we should revisit this resolution if we're talking about making a general policy. It should, if we're talking about general discussion, then it should not be talking in this resolution about Sussex County and the sections of Sussex. We need to rework the resolution. So I just
agree with that, and I was saying that so that you realize you have that choice and you can focus in the way that you want to proceed, and that has those consequences.
Right. Well, let me ask if Dante or you, one of you, could go through. Let's start the discussion fresh. Go through where we are, how we got to where we are here on Sussex County.
Could I make one suggestion on doing that? I think it's what was just said. It seems to me that there are two things embedded in this resolution, and that breaking them apart might be useful for us. One is, what's our policy going to be? And I'd suggest we might want to take that first, but others may have a different view. And then secondly, and separately, what are we going to do vis-a-vis Sussex? And if our first answer is, look, we don't want to change our policy, the second discussion may be very short.
All right.
I know there's at least a little bit of sentiment on the council along the following lines, so I'm going to propose a motion. I move that we sustain the policy that we currently are operating under, that says that folks ought to wait for adoption of our regional master plan.
Okay, I'd like to. I asked Tom to give a description of where we got to, so I'd like to hear that first. Just all to hear that, and then we.
Well, with respect, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make that motion. Maybe there won't be a second, but I'd like to put that motion out on the table.
You interrupted me when I'd asked Tom to make that presentation. But is there a second to the motion?
No, I'll second the motion.
Okay.
And if you want to call on Tom for some discussion that relates to that motion, you know.
Okay. Tom. Can Glenn come back to this discussion?
So yeah, that's why I was pointing it out. That's exactly why I was saying that was, if you decide that you want to start with a general one, you would then go to the question of whether he ought to be included, because my recollection of the conversation from the ethics officer is that would be permissible.
Glenn left here voluntarily. I mean, if he wants to fill him in on where we're up to, he's welcome to come back.
Why don't I fill him in while I'm getting a cup of coffee? Okay. And, Mr. Chairman, just as a suggestion, you might want to take a straw vote. I mean, if there's overwhelming support for the motion that's on the floor, maybe we could cut this short. And if there's not, you know, then having a much
it's
more...
It's too late to cut this short, but I think...
But if you debated another 5 minutes, I'm almost done reading the whole thing.
Mr. Salamara makes his comments like a gun-toting guy in the West as he backs out of the town.
He's a hard act to follow.
Right? All right, so Tom.
Just so I understand, I'm giving an overview of what our policy has been vis-a-vis the State Planning Commission and plan endorsement.
Yes, and you're explaining why this resolution, draft resolution, was in our packet.
Okay. We have had various discussions on this issue with the Office of Smart Growth, and in particular, the issue came up last summer, actually, in a non-Sussex County context, in a very generic context, in which the State Planning Commission's Plan Implementation Committee was considering a revision to the Plan Endorsement Guidelines to revise the way endorsement occurs for the State Planning Commission. And we discussed this matter and we wrote a letter, and actually I appeared before the PIC and presented the argument, which in my mind is what the law says, is that the Highlands Act drastically altered the mechanism for state plan endorsement. The proposal at the PIC was to treat municipal endorsement as a priority over regional planning endorsement. And I provided testimony, and the letter provided a similar approach, is that the historical prioritization of plan endorsement is regional planning, and it's actually in the plan endorsement guidelines. It's in the state plan itself. It's in the State Planning Act. That the State Planning Act recognizes the priority of regional planning. Specifically, the State Planning Act has priority for the planning of the Meadowlands Commission, the Pinelands Commission, and the Highlands Council. It says that the State Planning Commission shall rely upon the planning of those regional plans in developing the state plan. So that we provided testimony that a new policy, which was being considered at the time, to prioritize municipal plan endorsement over regional was contrary to the Act. That letter went, and the testimony was sometime in June or July, I don't know exactly when. So that was in a very generic context. And so the other point to that was the Highlands Act altered the way endorsement occurs within the Highlands region, is that endorsement for those municipalities in the preservation area is now exempt, and that the State Planning Commission really allows this council to now take over the endorsement as they are required to be consistent and conform to our plan for all the preservation area. The way the statute altered it for the planning area was such that once we finalized our plan, we submit the plan to the State Planning Commission for endorsement, and thereafter the municipalities have an opportunity to have, they have the option. They have the option either to seek endorsement conformance before us, which is very different than endorsement. Our conformance process is much more rigorous. It involves drilling down to the ordinance level, drilling down to include many more requirements than a typical plan endorsement. So there's an important distinction to be made between that choice. The municipality will always have that choice to either go before this council and come into conformance and receive grants and legal protection and various other incentives and benefits. Or they can effectively waive those incentives and benefits, appear before the State Planning Commission for a consistency with the state plan, which does not require all the ordinances. The distinction between the Highlands Act and the State Planning Act is, conceptually, is that consistency of a municipal master plan with the state plan. And the Highlands Act makes it much more rigorous for conformance, that municipalities not necessarily have a consistent master plan, but has to update their ordinances specifically down to the site plan subdivision level, so that it's all the way to the bottom. So that was the letter we wrote and the testimony we provided to the PIC. So that's been the council's position before the State Planning Commission, and I would recommend we maintain that priority and primacy in terms of what the Highlands Act and the legislature, why this act was passed.
Can I ask a question? What you just said, is what you just said applied to the planning area portion of, in this case, Sussex County versus the preservation area?
That's correct. In that,
are we then not imposing preservation area or Highlands regional master plan rules upon a planning area?
No, the distinction is the portion of a county or municipality within the preservation area must conform.
Right.
That's required. The portion in the planning area for municipality or county has the option to either conform to our plan, not to DEP's regulations, but conform to our plan, or opt not to and be consistent with the state plan if they so choose to.
So I guess what the resolution would say is saying is the first two parts of the resolution are just stating facts, basically, that the area, but that we believe it is, by the statute, nature of the Highlands Act, premature for the Highlands, mm-hmm. the State Planning Commission, to rule on a county petition concerning the planning area until we have adopted a plan so that the county could have the choice of whether to then pursue State Planning Commission approval or Highlands Council approval.
Right.
Right.
Or adding to that, that in my words, the entire reason this act was passed was to promote regional planning. And what our role is in the planning area is to provide a basis for sound land use planning based on our recommendations and our data. And that it would be contrary to the intent of the act, the State Planning Commission, to take an action without considering that.
That's what regional planning is all about, and it would be contrary to it. So that's just to amplify what I, how I interpret what you're
so
saying.
So what I hear from you is that you want planning areas to be in conformance without the option of saying no.
I didn't hear myself say that. What I said was that decisions shouldn't be made without an eye to what this plan says, to look at what it says about what's appropriate land use in these areas. And by the State Planning Commission taking action, essentially ignoring all the work of the council and acting independently, and I think the intent of the act rests with and directs proper coordination between state agencies to ensure compliance with the intents and goals of the act. And I think that's all that we're expressing, that no, that this should be a consideration in any action they take. We keep talking about Sussex because they're the only one that was far enough in the process that came forward. We're not picking on them. It would be any town or any county if they were this far along in the process. They would be the example that we're using.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
And also, to Jack's point, it also, if they were to move ahead, precludes that municipality from choosing whether or not they want to be in conformance with our plan, the state plan. It's making a decision for them. Well, the plan is not, our plan is not done yet. So they have not made their decisions yet about whether or not they want to conform to our plan.
They can do a subsequent, don't they? Why would they not be able to do a subsequent?
Well, it precludes that now. And so they're jumping into the swimming pool now with the state plan before ours is complete.
Well, I wouldn't say they're jumping in. They've been working on this for, I understand, five or six years.
Let me ask you this, though. If they go along with the state plan, does that preclude them subsequently from buying into
the towns? No, the towns can still conform with us.
And it's all at the town level anyway. So we're not going to have any kind of commitment at the county level.
But it has other consequences. The answer to your question is no. But there's other consequences that.
According to the pragmatic aspect, I strongly support the way Debbie characterized and interpreted sort of the way the act ought to play out, our act ought to play out in the planning area. And it just from a, you know, we hear a lot about the inconsistencies between governments, government levels of government, and it just seems to me that if the State Planning Commission moves forward and places their imprimatur on a set of standards and policies without due consideration of what the RMP as a much more intensive examination of what's happening in the region, what's necessary to happen. Then, at very best, you have two sets of standards out there that the towns then have to evaluate and choose from. So, if only for the pragmatic aspect of trying to reduce, you know, the lack of clarity in what's the best set of policies out there, that's another reason for them to delay. There really isn't any reason, as Jack just said, Sussex County's been working on this for 5 years, and it's started and stopped and started and stopped. And to the extent that it does provide some guidance to municipalities, they're not under some looming deadline that the world is going to change. It doesn't wait for RRP to be adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I just to continue my thought a little bit. If I were a town in the planning area, say my town was in the planning area, and I did not have the benefit of the regional master plan being completed now, I would want to wait because there's going to be a whole cascade of things that happen once plan endorsement is final at the state plan level. And there, as we've heard from Tom, our plan and the endorsement, the opt-in process associated with our plan drills way down. And it provides many, many more layers of detail and a lot more protection and a lot more muscle to a municipality that may not want to move ahead with the state plan process or every single piece of that state plan process. And the period of time between the plan endorsement at the state plan level and opting into ours, it could be significant for that town in terms of development applications and various things that will happen once that endorsement happens. So I don't think we can ignore that piece of time. It could be very critical for a municipality.
Isn't state plan endorsement voluntary?
Yes.
For municipalities? It's not mandatory.
Well, as many have testified before this council, the requirement for COA subsidy certification is a mandatory requires plan endorsement as a mandatory component, so in many cases it becomes mandatory.
And that's one of the reasons I think that Sussex is eager to move ahead, having worked on it for so long.
No, I don't think
it's
just
not a county. County doesn't. If it's not that co-issue is not related to county.
Let me ask a legal question here, because the resolution is drafted, the key part, the third point, that the council would recommend the State Planning Commission defer action. Is your analysis of the law that that's a choice they have, or that the law mandates that they must, or
that's where the law is not clear? One point I put in the resolution was the State Planning Commission is required to coordinate planning to the extent they have, what I would argue, inconsistent planning documents before them or will. I think it is their obligation to coordinate it. The law does not preclude them from acting on it, but it requires a coordinated process. And similarly, the Highlands Act requires a coordination process of state agencies as well.
Is that our option? I mean, is that the State Planning Commission's initiative to take?
It's in both laws. It's in the Highlands Act, which requires coordination and consistency of state agencies with respect to the Highlands region. And it's also in the State Planning Act that requires the State Planning Commission to rely upon our plan. And also requires them to coordinate planning.
So they understand that. Why is it necessary for us even to have this resolution?
Because they're not following them.
Well, that's not
the planning to take action. We have to assert.
No, that is not. We're not primacy. We're not discussing primacy here.
No, I think we want state agencies.
We've talked about that in the past. We've had discussions about that. I think that this is not our prerogative. I think it's up to the State Planning Commission.
Are you asking the man who made the motion to switch his motion to a motion to table?
Yes. I don't think we have a motion on the table.
You do have a motion on the table. It's been seconded, Mr. Chair.
What motion is that?
Oh, the one you made.
A motion.
Would you like me to restate?
Yes, please state it.
The motion was to continue with the policy that we've adopted previously in respect of this question and indicate that people ought to wait for our draft regional master plan to become a finalized regional master plan.
So people meaning the State Planning Commission?
Well, I think State Planning Commission and others. But yes, the State Planning Commission in respect to what we're talking about here. But Mr. Chairman, if I could inquire of Mr. Alstey, would you be comfortable my changing this motion to a motion to table now? That Mr. Schreier's made that request.
Table
discussion. Mr. Schreier has made the observation, which I concur with, that we don't need to deal with this at all.
This particular resolution before us are going to come up. This particular one has come up. I don't frankly feel that I have developed enough information on this to make a fair evaluation of whether or not to support it or not. Number one, I haven't read the Sussex County report in its entirety, but I've seen a couple of items in there that concern me about moving forward with it. I looked at the letter that we sent on December 22nd to the Office of Smart Town and to the State Planning Commission, in which we say, in the penultimate paragraph, we believe it is in everyone's interest to be sure that the work and actions of the county, the SPC, and the Highlands Council have maximum effect by being as consistent and coordinated as possible, which is what we are saying, but our plan is still a draft plan. What am I saying here? I think this that we have been discussing is so convoluted at this point that there's a lack of clarity among council members, unless there are certain council members who are completely clear about it, but I'm certainly not, and I would like to have the opportunity to add more information.
Let me just point out, in the ultimate paragraph, with what the letter Jack just read, we said, we look forward to submitting further comments to you on or before January 16th. And that, and the reason for including that was to provide time for the council to discuss this today and for us to take whatever action we take. So that was the...
Mr. Chairman, I'd also like some kind of clarification as to what the legal role of the Office of Smart Growth in all of this is. I mean, we've got the OSG and the State Planning Commission, and we've got the Highlands stuff now.
The Office of Smart Growth is the staff to the State Planning Commission.
They make
recommendations to the State Planning Commission as our staff would make recommendations to us.
and outside of that, they have no jurisdiction.
I believe that's correct, yes.
Mr. Chairman, could I just, because I am relatively clear on one aspect of this, which is I do think that the council has an obligation to act on and to take a position on other actions which may impact upon or impair the effective implementation of the plan that we're developing. So I think the legislature clearly, and the language is in the resolution, the language as Mr. Borden described it, envisioned that this plan would be the central organizing plan and would be relied upon by state government, by county government, by municipalities in a variety of different ways. So, and I think, you know, even with the, as Debbie said, with the law being fairly clear about what the, how the State Planning Commission ought to conduct itself, it's consistently trying to move this petition forward. And, you know, even without all the details being on the table, that at the very least creates a situation where there might be a conflict. And we should be avoiding that, and we should be taking a position about other agencies doing that. We've commented on DEP's water allocation permits. We've inserted ourselves into other actions we felt might compromise and interfere with the plan as we envision going forward. So I think we do have an obligation to act on this. You know, we've asked the State Planning Commission sort of way back in June of last year to not move forward on this, and obviously they made a decision to not respect that request. So
because they are, because it's on the agenda for their meeting of the 24th?
Yes.
That's not true. Yeah. But they have not responded directly to our written request for a delay on this particular
issue. Well, other than scheduling for a hearing in front of their decision-making committees.
I would like to think that we'd be able to go back to them, given the heat of this particular discussion, and in writing, and quickly, request a delay on this particular item for discussion about this.
Well, that's the purpose of the resolution. That's the question.
That's exactly
of the resolution.
The essence. Right. We're just asking them to delay taking action.
But wasn't the motion, though, really particular not to Sussex County, but as to our policy? And our policy has been, regardless of who it is, that we're not going to make any endorsements until the regional master plan is adopted. And so I think there is a clear separation, Jack, between the Sussex County issue and our policy. And I think that we need to either decide to reaffirm our policy, which is what the motion is, or we need to decide to amend it or change it. Mm-hmm. And then once we've agreed what our policy is, then we go on next and say, okay, now, in light of this policy we've just agreed upon, how do we handle Sussex?
If I might ask,
if the policy is in play, I'm sorry, Debbie.
Just let me add quickly, we had an application before this council some months ago for wastewater, which, by the way, I recuse myself from right now because I thought there was a conflict against the public interest, not that I had any direct conflict in it, but and that was consistent. We took action at that time consistent with the policy we're looking to affirm today, which is the regional master plan wasn't done. We could not comment on it, and that wasn't something, there was a court order, we couldn't ask them to delay. So I just say, I think we've been consistent, and this would be just an additional consistency.
If I understand the motion on the table, if I could try to relate it to the resolution, because if you take the third point in the resolution, I think what the motion is to say that we would either state or reiterate that the state planning, or recommendation, the State Planning Commission defer action on the endorsement of any county or municipal proposed plan in the planning area to ensure a coordinated review of the draft plan of the strategic growth plan, but it would not be specific to Sussex.
Well, John, it's not inconsistent with what I said and Kurt seconded, but I think Kurt really put it straightforwardly. What Kurt and I have on the table is a question about policy, and it's to reiterate that our policy stands. And then, as Kurt said, if we vote on that and all agree with that, then I think either as a council or a committee can, you know, go back and decide what sort of letter to craft to these folks along the lines you're talking about. But I think usefully Kurt and I have put the policy question front and center before us, and, you know, at some point shortly we'll have a vote on that, maybe, and then we could decide next what we want to do specifically vis-a-vis Sussex.
Well, let me add, I'm not sure if this, if we approve your motion and the State Planning Commission says, what is the Highlands Council saying we should do with the Sussex petition that's before us on January 24th? What's the answer?
I think this council can debate that question, but certainly I would suggest we tell them the same thing we told them before, they ought to wait for the draft.
Isn't that exactly what the resolution says?
The resolution on the table is not that, though. There's been a motion that's been made and seconded. And the motion that's on the table is to reiterate our current policy without reference to what we're doing vis-a-vis
Sussex or anybody else.
Or specifically. Really. And we made it a general motion so that Glenn could come back in if he wanted to. And he's chosen not to.
I just wanted to suggest to Michael Pratt and to Curry, this is on the motion, that I don't know that we. I don't think we should get into a habit of affirming each of our policies every time we take an action to implement those policies. So perhaps another whereas in the resolution, which says that the council has in the past adopted a policy of requesting deference and deferral, whatever the verb might be, on these kinds of actions until the adoption of the plan would be the way to integrate these two. Take the action today, express both the affirmation of our policy as it stands now, and give them our opinion on this specific matter, which they've scheduled for consideration in 2 weeks.
Is that an amendment to the motion?
I'll frame it that way. That's it.
Then restate it.
I'd like to suggest that we or make it a motion that we amend the resolution to include another whereas that articulates the council's policy that all actions, I guess these are actions of the State Planning Commission, regarding plan endorsement be deferred until the final adoption of the regional master plan.
Would you accept that as a substitute for our number three?
The written resolution is on the table.
Mr. Chairman, can't we just take a vote on the motion?
No, because there's an amendment on the floor.
Well, that hasn't been seconded.
Well, it hasn't even been stated yet, sorry.
My point is we keep getting away from the motion, though, and I think let's...
But there's an amendment to a motion. That's...
Well, go ahead, Chairman.
I'll second that, Mr. Dillingham's motion.
Okay, but could
amendment.
Could you restate the amendment, or...
Okay.
So the amendment is
making a motion.
He's making reference to our stated policy.
Right. Yeah. He's making reference to this resolution.
The resolution, he will state our policy.
On the table was Michael a motion, which makes no reference to this document. And now is Tim's amendment to that motion.
My amendment to that motion is that, and I'm not a parliamentarian nor a legislator, so bear with me until we get the sentiment of this.
Well, you're becoming a legislator.
Yeah, I guess so. that the council substitute this resolution in the amendment with the inclusion of an additional whereas, which affirms or states our policy as it stands, that the State Planning Commission should not move forward on any plan endorsement action until the regional master plan is adopted.
And Liz seconded that.
I'll think that's an amendment.
That's a whole other motion.
I'd ask you to pull that. This is a whole can of worms that's in the resolution that you now put in front of us.
Mr. Chairman.
So I'd ask you as a parliamentarian in terms of clarity, to withdraw that amendment and allow us to vote on this question and find out whether we're all in agreement. I'm not even sure. I think we're in agreement that our policy ought to stand. And then let's take up the question of what we want to do vis-a-vis Sussex.
Mr. Chairman, I think the way that we've been going makes an awful lot of verbiage in this proposed resolution a moot point. I think that all we want to do is address the fact that people should wait till the regional master plan is complete and has been approved. And I don't think that we should be saying, you know, in a resolution that we endorse anything, particularly since we don't know much about it. We don't support anybody's plan because we don't know how they went about it. And we shouldn't be saying half the stuff in this resolution.
I have a suggestion. I think Tim's point could be added as a second part of the resolution that Michael has made a motion for. In other words, we reiterate our policy and we insert in the upcoming resolution a whereas that says states our policy.
So you're suggesting a new resolution?
I'm suggesting that Tim's amendment be taken as a second part to your resolution.
without reference to this three-page, four-page document.
Right, just to say, we will have a whole new document.
And that it be inserted in the future in, if you want to make it generic, and say in coming resolutions and that deal with the state plan process.
And then we just send them off subsequently.
I think that's a sensible way to go. I'm not quite sure I understand exactly what you're saying.
Well, then what the result would be is then a whereas would be inserted when we get to this next discussion item on this resolution that states our policy.
The amended resolution would then mean that we would be saying that we would be passing a resolution saying that the council will state to the State Planning Commission that we are reiterating our policy that they should not take actions on county or municipal petitions in the planning area until we have adopted a plan.
Exactly.
And
that's
what we're saying.
That's it.
Right. I'd like to make a motion to call. The motion.
Let me just understand. My restatement accurate?
It only requires a second and it's not debatable. You call a question, it only requires a second.
Is my restatement an accurate summary of what your amendment was?
No, I was trying to collapse the two actions together.
So was I.
Because all I hear Michael's motion being is an affirmation of the policy. And I think that's implicit in this resolution. So what we want is an affirmation. We can affirm and articulate that in this action, and they should have at one time.
May I just say that if what Tim stated is understood by all of us, then we don't need action on the subsequent resolution. We simply need the affirmation of our policy with your.
I think we should discuss, withhold that discussion until we come, because I disagree with the second part.
Once again, I'd like to make a motion to call the question.
What question are we calling?
The motion on the floor, which is to affirm our policy. We're agreeing that our policy is to defer any decisions.
Ask the State Planning Commission.
Right. About that we're not going to have any input. Well, restate your motion.
That we reaffirm our policy that the State Planning Commission ought to defer action until our regional master plan has become final.
Okay.
And if you want to add to that, which is the direction I thought you were going, and that we say as much to the State Planning Commission in another letter, that makes all the sense in the world to me, and I'd be happy to accept that as an amendment.
Okay, that's clear. Is that clear to everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. A motion on the table?
Yes.
And I want to have public comment at one point. Are there any other council comments before we have public comment on that? We can ask.
I have a question. It's Michael, you're not saying this is the only action we would take, though. We're still leaving it open for a discussion specific on how we handle the Sussex issue.
The last sentence in the amendment is, and we write a letter to Sussex, to the State Planning Commission, indicating to them that they ought to delay action until such time as the regional master plan has been compiled.
But I want to be clear too, it doesn't preclude us discussing.
I want to make sure I understood his intent.
Okay. Public comments, you can talk from there if you want and identify yourself or go here.
I prefer to be on the record.
I mean, it would have been either way.
David Trost, Sparta Township. Quite honestly, I'm surprised I'm here since I found about this resolution off your website at the last minute. And when you specifically name a municipality in a resolution that will directly impact a municipality, I take exception to that. And getting to the current motion that's on the floor, and I've been watching you for the last I don't know how long, and I know group dynamics sometimes takes a wicked twist. I object to that motion as well, and here's why. I agree with the motion in respect to the preservation area. You have sole jurisdiction in the preservation area. Sparta Township has always and will continue to support the Highlands Council in the preservation area. In the planning area, based on today, boy, I don't know if I could go back to my governing body and recommend throwing my life in front of this council as far as the future planning of Sparta Township. Not that the State Planning Commission at times can be much better, to be honest with you. This is still, unfortunately, maybe not, I don't know, This is still a home rule state, though I question it many, many times. Sparta has always been a willing partner and willing to partner with you guys, but I don't think that you can hold up municipalities from getting plan endorsement when, quite honestly, I have read the plan, and I don't want to get into the details because we did have somewhat of a positive meeting with the staff. This plan is far, and this is my professional opinion as a professional planner, is far from being able to be adopted. There is incorrect information in this plan, and I can prove it. And I don't think you want that. You don't want David Trost standing up at a public hearing and pointing to all the map deficiencies, submitting documents where there's water service that, quite honestly, areas have been served for 10, 20 years that are not documented on your plans. That there are sewer service areas that are on there that are currently providing wastewater treatment that it's not on the plan. That there's preserved farmland that's marked for future growth. Pass the resolution for preservation only, and I think you have most of the people in this room happy. The planning area is still up because this plan is far from being ready. And what are the consequences to Sparta Township? Round 3 COA. And if you don't think that's a real thing, those of you who sit on a municipal governing body or have, understand what that means. Once we get certification, we have 3 years for plan endorsement. Now, I have a little experience with the State Planning Commission trying to get center designation for several communities. For Sparta, it took 6 years. Boy, I've already failed. Don't take another year, 2 years, because that's what it's going to take to get this plan right. At least another year. And then you have to get down to the details that I can then draft a master plan based on this plan. You don't have any mention of density in here. You don't have no mention of what uses are appropriate. The plan says it's forthcoming, but it's not here. Based on this discussion, this could take months, years to get that accomplished. And you're going to hold up a municipality trying to get plan endorsement. We give you the preservation area. We don't give you the planning area. I cannot recommend that based on the timeline that we are presented with by other state laws. And unless you can supersede those, my only advice to the people that I work for is to proceed with plan endorsement now. Thank you.
Let me just correct one thing you said. We do want to know any errors that are in the draft plan, and whether you stand up at a public hearing or give them to us in writing, we very much want this to be an accurate plan. So to the extent there are errors, major or minor, or information is missing, we want them.
Errors to the point that it's going to change your mapping. And that's serious.
I understand.
That's serious.
Okay.
That's why it's
a
draft plan.
Okay, thanks. Let me call.
Just so I know how to direct my comments, are we just discussing the first motion now, or the entire resolution?
We're discussing the motion that's on the table.
Okay, great.
Which is not the resolution that was in the back.
Great. So I'll just try to deal with that. My name is Mike Herson. I'm the Highlands Issues Coordinator for the Sierra Club. Almost 2 years ago, on April 20, 2005, I testified before the State Planning Commission and urged them to hold off on plan endorsement for Sussex. And I explained to them in great detail, not all of which is in the minutes which I provided to you, but I explained to them in great detail how this body was charged with developing a regional master plan and how that regional master plan has to be considered developed and considered before the State Planning Commission or the Office of Smart Growth takes any action regarding any of the counties involved for plan endorsement. And I was pretty, it seems to be what the intent of the Act is, and it seems to be good policy. And that some of that is reiterated in your resolution, but not all of it. It's similar to, I drew my past experience with the Meadowlands Commission into the discussion. and explain that, you know, you want the best master plan possible. And Jeff Tittle appeared at the same hearing, as did Wilma Fry, and we all had pretty similar experiences. Jeff brought up the issue of CAFRA and how CAFRA...
Are you speaking in favor or again, are you recommending we approve this motion or not?
What I'm recommending is that you send a letter or do a resolution and send a letter to the State Planning Commission that tells them that you urge them to defer and hold off on any plan endorsement for any of the Highlands counties until such time as you have developed your regional master plan.
Okay, that's the resolution.
Right, and I am in favor of that resolution as it stands. I have more comments about the other resolution, which is not being discussed yet. The State Planning Commission has a gun to your head right now, and they're threatening to pull the trigger on January 24th. They've disregarded your request for a deferral, and they're threatening then to trump the regional master plan and trying to enact a new development plan. So that certain things in that plan endorsement would be grandfathered and ultimately undermine the goals of the Highlands Act. And I think that is really totally outside of their purview, and I would urge them to do what they should do, which is what I urged them to do previously, which is to hold off. You have a draft regional master plan. Certainly they know some of the elements in that draft regional master plan. So to rush through with plan endorsement right now, you're in the race for open space, and they're trying to beat you to the finish line before you can really get up to running speed. And I urge this council to take action in the most appropriate way, sending a very strong letter and resolution. And you might want to also reach out to the Pinelands and the Meadowlands for assistance in that area. Because regional planning is sorely needed. The whole goal of the state plan is to encourage that.
Well,
thank you so much.
Wilma Fry, New Jersey Highland. Oh, excuse me. I think I will speak on behalf of New Jersey Conservation Foundation. I'm supporting the resolution that the State Planning Commission should defer any plan endorsement until the Highlands Regional Master Plan is completed.
Wilma, that's not the issue before us right now, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then I'm obviously very clear on this.
Okay. All right. And I wanted to add a specific thought to that, which is that as Mr. Borden has stated, it's the obligation of the State Planning Commission to coordinate planning. And if they are coordinating planning, it needs to be planning for an entire county. And therefore, to say that they could endorse a portion of a county which was not specifically in the Highlands Act, but is not appropriate. They need to defer plan endorsement or consideration for entire counties if that is, you know, if they're being asked to endorse a county plan as opposed to simply a municipal plan, they need to consider the entire county as a whole. And if a portion of the county lies within the purview of the Highlands Act, that plan takes precedence and it becomes an issue of coordinating between the final plan that the Highlands Council makes for that part of the county and the rest of the county. So it is premature for them to take action on any part of a county, a part of which falls within the Highlands. That is, as a county plan, if it's a specific in municipality, that is probably another story. But if it's a county they're doing planning for, they have to consider it as a whole, and therefore it has to be deferred for the entire county. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Happy New Year. I'm Scott Olson. I'm from Byram Township.
I'd like to speak in favor of Mr. Salavera's resolution. I think it's important that you stand firm with your commitment that any kind of plans that come before the State Planning Commission involve your input and take into consideration the bountiful data which your staff has collected. I would think that a county like Morris County, or I'm sorry, Sussex County, or any other county for that matter, would be happy that you've gathered such information that could be used to better for their citizens the plan that they're setting forward. And I don't know why they'd be pushing to push something through without that kind of information. I don't think that there's any municipality, any county who's done the kind of thorough job of natural resource investigation as your staff has, and I think that that's something that you should include in that letter as well, that you should pride yourself on the work you've done and the amount of effort that's been put into it and flaunt that to them. And as far as your first resolution that you passed without discussion, I'd just like to make one comment to Mr. Vetrano's participation, if I could. At a previous meeting, I did testify against having this move forward, and I personally was put off a little bit by Mr. Vetrano's defense of the plan on Sussex County's behalf, and I found that kind of a conflict or improper. And so I think that if someone who's representing a municipality or a county as an applicant, it should either take one side or the other. And I think that the staff recommendation is something that should be followed. Thank you.
My foot fell asleep with this discussion.
I'm still awake. I'm kind of crazy to step into this, but I am the designee of the secretary on the State Planning Commission. And just to clarify a couple of things that I think are not being discussed is, that's true, Mr. I forget your name, Person did come before the State Planning Commission asking for, you know, the commission to wait until the master plan was adopted. And this was when we were anticipating the plan to be released in June. Okay, so that was April. Just looking at the timeline, June was supposed to be the date. And then my memory seems to be that the last time this was discussed, the request was to wait until the draft plan was released and comments could be made by the council. Okay, that's the last that it was left with the State Planning Commission. So now we're changing again to say, wait, we don't mean that. We mean wait till the plan's adopted. And I think that's going to be, you know, we're not sure exactly when that's going to happen. So just to put, you know, all the facts on the table, I think that I didn't know this was on the agenda yet, on the State Planning Commission's agenda for the 24th. That obviously would be something we need to discuss then. But ultimately, I don't think it's a good idea for state agencies to be, you know, kind of butting heads and taking different sides. I mean, ultimately, this should be worked out before it's brought to the public, obviously. But just so we understand that there has been a change in how this thing has unfolded, and I don't think that's being fully discussed. So I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
I think that's an accurate statement. It is an accurate statement. I think that had been the council's previous position was to the State Planning Commission should wait till the draft plan was out.
Julia Summers, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. You created a new, I support the motion on the floor. You created a new committee today, and its purpose is to oversee those MOUs that you've been talking about. The action that you take today, because you have to take an action, because otherwise you are simply not going to be considered on the 24th. The action that you take today lays the groundwork for any of those MOUs in the future. If you give up Highlands Council authority and all the information that you have collected and the knowledge that you have put in place as part of this, even the draft RMP, it is a terrible thing for this council to do, and it will cause a lot of people, I think, to wonder why you're here. You really have to pass this. Thank you.
J.
chairs permanently affix there. Yeah. Hi, I'm Mary Ann Smith. I'm the Township Manager of Hardyston Township. First of all, I just wanted to publicly thank your staff. We did have a very productive meeting where they came up to Sussex County, and we appreciate the willingness to cooperate. And similar to my counterpart from Sparta, Hardyston too would like to have this be an amicable process, and we're working toward that end. Initially, I just wanted to say, in theory, we would oppose the resolution even as it stands. We do feel there is a separation between the planning areas and the preservation areas. When the next topic comes up on the Sussex County resolution, if it should, I would like to reserve the right to have more comments relating to that. As Mr. Trost mentioned, it was a little alarming to have our municipalities singled out in a resolution where, admittedly, significant number of council members have disclosed that, you know, the full plan hasn't been reviewed. And some of those comments, I think, could be taken out of context. And I do take a little exception, and again, I would speak more specifically to that if this resolution as written comes before the council. And I just wanted to agree with the speaker from the secretary's office in that time is of the essence, and I understand your concerns, but the delay in the release of the draft plan and the delay in adopting it, where I can understand why it needed to be late, because you needed additional time, it does create issues for municipalities. The COA issue is a very significant issue. And it's my understanding that the county plan, in this case, would be a guidance tool, and that each municipality would still need to come before the State Planning Commission for individual plan endorsement. And so the issue of whether we would opt in or not opt in would still be on the table, regardless of what had occurred with the county plan. So I may be back if you continue the discussion on the other resolution. Thank you.
Let me just identify it was Monique Purcell, who spoke for the Department of Agriculture.
My name is David Pfeiffer. I'm a project director with the Association of New Jersey Environmental Commissions. I'm here to speak in favor of the resolution. We prepared today to support the published resolution, and anything that gets us down the road toward that discussion is certainly something we can support. I have some grave concerns about the debate that occurred about the ethical issue, which I'll reserve for a later time. Thank you.
Fred Solger, planning consultant for Vernon Township as well as Ogdensburg, but probably some of you have known me that I was the retired Sussex County Planning Director. I've been here for 25 years, I'm sure Freehold and Morris County is aware. Vernon Township, along with Sussex, in terms of the strategic plan, I had worked on that 5-6 years ago when we initiated that particular project. A lot of time has been spent on it. I don't necessarily agree. I think what Tim said was on, it was off, it was on, it was off. It was a lengthy process to build consensus, but more so, even wasn't consensus at the very end, looking at all the landscape maps and what have you, and recognizing what we were doing in Vernon Township in particular. It did the downzoning, it's followed the PIA, the Planning Implementation Agenda, what it has to do. It's invested millions of dollars in putting in the Main Street, millions of dollars that it's promoted now to have its sewer extended for the area where only its growth, it's a designated town center along with Mountain Creek. It was done back in July of 2003 when we saw the maps, and I want to appreciate the Mr. DePiro staff that was working with Sussex County, its municipalities, last Tuesday on the 2nd. But we find that there's a lot of inaccuracies, and those inaccuracies were going block by lot and reviewing those, but there's tremendous inaccuracies. And the Sussex County strategic plan is almost 6 years in the making. I mean, if there was some argument that I could hear this afternoon that there was something that was terribly inaccurate with the strategic plan, I would love to hear it. We've been at a lot of meetings, a lot of meetings with the municipalities, staff to staff. I know with the State Planning Commission, with you folks, I mean, you've been very intense in the last 2 to 2.5 years We brought all those issues, good night to you. And, you know, I think that we would be opposed to, you know, this amendment to the resolution because it doesn't recognize all the hard work. Now, we happen to be in that gap because we're the only county that, and I was part of it, I helped lead that, to go into growth management, to have balanced growth. Balanced growth, we didn't look as a 50-50 opportunity, 50% growth, 50% preservation. We looked at that as a 90-10 split. 90% preservation. We did that with farmland preservation. Vernon Township has continued to do that. So I think that, you know, unless I hear something that says that strategic plan just, you know, doesn't make any sense, it hasn't followed, it doesn't have any true value with regard to land preservation and where we want to have growth, then, you know, I think you do more harm than good. I understand where you're coming from, and, you know, I can appreciate it, but I may not agree with it. And I would just ask that you consider that, because that's been pending since the January of 2006. That's over a year. I mean, it was in draft form prior to that, but it's now going on 6 years. I mean, look at Vernon Township. It had its it had its designated center held off for over 5 years. You know, that's a crying shame, because right now we've done the down zoning in our R1 and R2 areas. And if it wasn't for that case, we would have had the sewers in place in our growth area and the town center, which is probably now the fourth main street to be done in the state of New Jersey, would be a great example to follow. We've done everything we were requested to do, and I think it's a shame to have a go, especially since I haven't heard anyone say the strategic plan, you know, has got deficiencies, it's got problems, it didn't do what it was supposed to do. So that's what I will do. Thank you.
Statements. It was my understanding that when the Sussex plan was presented to us, it was incomplete. There were not, there were gaps in the data that was presented. So to suggest that it's been sitting in complete form for a year isn't exactly consistent with the facts. I know I had discussions with the staff on this. I can't recall the details. What was missing?
Well, the Office of Smart Growth did send at least one, maybe two letters to Sussex County requesting additional information on the plan they submitted. So by that account, there were additional information.
That's what I would have to say.
We have a resolution on the floor. Are there other council comments? Well, the only thing I'd say is I think maybe there was a little confusion. If indeed our policy was not to recommend, that nobody have input, or we were not going to provide input until we finalize the draft regional master plan. I think we've been discussing this most recent motion, thinking that it is relative to the passage of the final draft plan.
That's true.
So what we're really, so the motion really would endorse us taking action today, because the motion endorsed us maintaining the same policy. The motion was to maintain the same policy, and if our policy was to reserve comment until the draft regional master plan was passed, then what we're saying is now we can make comments.
So the motion doesn't
look in the archives.
Change in one way or another.
Right. So I think we just need to be very specific what we're saying.
So the choices are: the motion could say we now believe they should defer action until the plan is adopted, until the Highlands plan is adopted.
Which would be a change of our policy, and I apologize for not.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, maybe we should go and look in our archives and see just what.
No, I think we did right. I mean, that is what we had said, and if you look at the letter that's in our packet from even December 22nd, right, that says that we want to review the Sussex plan in light of the draft regional management plan that we had just approved at that point. So what we are saying now is, where we are, is we have not reviewed it in light of that plan, I guess. And we have not. It's not that we've identified inconsistencies or changes or lack of inconsistencies. The recommendation is that we would go, staff recommendation, we would go forward and say the State Planning Commission should defer action until our Highlands plan is adopted finally.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to hear what our science and planning staff has to say on that point with regard to where are we, what are we in a position to do, and then maybe that'll help us figure out where we are.
Clear question,
just to provide a clarification on
The staff met with all Sussex County municipalities, and the deliberate intentional purpose of that meeting was to acknowledge that the draft plan as currently envisioned does not include all the information that may be available to municipalities. And specifically, we asked them to identify those areas where their local knowledge suggests a conflict and provide us with the additional information and supplemental information so that changes can be made on final adoption. Those types of changes that we discussed are of two types. One is a factual change, where a lot that was not believed by the council when they developed the plan was sewered. It turns out is sewered, either historically or based upon more recent information. And those factual changes are actually easy, within consistent with existing policy, to make revisions to build consensus and to build consistency on final adoption. The second type of issue that was discussed with the municipalities was one of policy implications, specifically where there is prior obligations or hardship situations where the planning efforts, and I might add comprehensive and deliberative planning efforts on the part of municipalities and counties, relied on or needs to rely on prior obligations that those municipalities made to certain third-party interests, where there is inconsistency with the regional master plan. And those are policy issues. And in order to build consensus and to make those issues consistent with the regional master plan, the council may, prior to final adoption, have to consider additional policy discussions, amendments, or additions to the regional master plan to deal with those situations specifically. As a result of those two areas of consideration, the staff recommends that the council proceed with the motion on the table to notify the State Planning Commission to defer any action on a plan endorsement, both within the reservation and the planning area. And that's primarily not because of specific substantive concerns with plans that are before the Office of Smart Growth for consideration for plan endorsement, but because of the difficulty in making a determination of consistency at this time, and the importance that this window of opportunity provides the council between draft and final to build consensus so that as much as possible, upon final adoption, the regional master plan takes advantage of all that local knowledge, incorporates that local knowledge into the plan, identifies where there's conflicts, and looks to adopt, amend, or add policies that look to resolve those conflicts, so in the end of the day, that we are all consistent, or at least if we are not consistent, we know specifically where that deviation occurs, so that whether it be the council, in future deliberate actions that they may, that you may consider, or the Office of Smart Growth in making decisions as they're required to in consideration of the regional master plan, or municipal or county authority in making a decision whether they want to conform, have the benefit of the most accurate information. And it's on that basis that the staff recommends that you consider and approve the motion before you vote.
But the motion does need to be the motion, if whether you approve it or not, it needs to be changed, because so I guess the question to Michael Kurt is, are you comfortable or willing to change it to say it would not be restating past policy, but it would be saying we request that the State Planning Commission not take action on petitions in the Highlands Landing Area, the Highlands Region, until we adopted a...
Mr. Chairman, I have a question in that regard. I think actually the motion is correct, but I can be persuaded otherwise, in the sense that I think this council's perspective has been that things ought to wait until we have a final regional master plan, notwithstanding what the staff or the committee may have said on December 18th. You all can tell me that, you know, I missed something along the way, but I think this council's stance has been what was articulated, what Kurt and I originally articulated, all Kurt and
I don't remember. I don't know. Do you remember?
I think we were.
The point I'm making is that you are making reference to what Kurt's made reference right. to, correctly, relates to the committee and the staff,
right.
in December,
right.
mid-December, since our last meeting, and not to the council's stance.
The stance has been consistent. The exact words appear not to have been.
Yes, and I would just like to say, right, I agree. And also the sense of our position was that we should have a plan in place before plan endorsements goes ahead in other places.
And if I could bring up, I think, point about COA. Mr. Coase mentioned about COA. Julia mentioned about MOAs, and I was trying to keep my promises, and I promised a couple meetings back that I was going to bring this up at every meeting, and that I would continue to harp on it. So the reason we're spending 2 hours in all of this is because over the last 2 years, we've neglected to work out memorandums of agreements with our sister agencies. And quite frankly, there's no excuse for it. There's been a new administration in Trenton for a year. This should have been done. And I'm not going to point the fingers at any specific staff on one side or the other, but frankly, they've not served us because we don't have this done. And that's why we're still here. This should have been resolved. And until that gets resolved, we're going to continue to have these debates every time it comes up. So that's my harping.
I'd like to understand, something has caused two municipalities to come out here and testify, from their perspective, there's a need to separate planning area from the preservation area. And I have to confess, I don't understand all the COA interrelationships well enough to know pluses or minuses, but can somebody give me a 1 minute lesson? Why is it important to have it separate, and is it so compelling that it should cause us to take an action one way or another?
Let me see if someone else wants to do that, but just to start with, I think there's no argument about the preservation area. The law is clear that the council determines what goes on in the preservation area. So when Mr. Tursin gave that to us, the legislature gave that to us, and that's clear. So the question is all about the planning area, but that doesn't answer your question. I don't know if anybody wants to.
Why do they need state plan endorsement now rather than a little bit later? I mean, there must be some compelling reason, and it's beyond my knowledge, and I just want to know why.
It's the Council on Affordable Housing's regulations, which require, as a condition of substantive certification, that the municipality obtain state plan endorsement so that state plan and its housing element is consistent with the state plan.
Kurt, the point is they should have all been worked out with COA for towns and counties caught in the transition, so they aren't caught in the middle, and we aren't. Everybody, these regulations were adopted a while ago, the COA regulations. Everybody knew 2 years ago. We knew what they were in place.
So what's that give the towns the ability to do? I mean, do they want it? Why do they need?
Well, it's what protects them, really. And I can tell you what the executive director at the Office of Smart Growth said when we spoke about this. She was pointing out with regard to, take two towns in particular, Lebanon Borough and Holland Township. They're both under court order to satisfy the COA obligations. They need to get certification. They need to get plan endorsement in order to satisfy their COA obligation. Mm-hmm. So to do that, they need to move forward with the process. So one of the procedural issues that we have to resolve with the Office of Smart Growth and State Planning Commission is, if we're unable to move the adoption of our plan, final adoption, forward quickly enough, those folks are going to say they're under court order, they've got to move forward, they need to get endorsement. So why wouldn't they be allowed to proceed through state plan endorsement? And the Office of Smart Growth might say it's unfair of us to ask them delay that process when it has those significant effects on those towns. Now, in those particular circumstances, we were able to discuss the fact that those towns are still at the beginning of their process with plan endorsement. And so my question was, we may then have enough time, OSG, to get our final plan adopted so that you could use that before you review on the plan endorsement. But they pointed out some real-world situations, and a lot of them are generated from COA obligations, where the towns want to move forward. On the county's circumstances, counties have been in a planning process, and they're looking, they say, to provide some guidance to towns when the towns come in for their plan endorsement on where the counties think they ought to be in terms of where to build and where not to build. In that regard, that's where I tried to relay our concerns about the importance of getting our science into the state plan to improve the state plan and to make that part of the process. And they said to me, well, that's why we adjourned it from June to October and then to November and then to December, and now you're saying to wait further. So on their side of it, they've got regulations with some dates and to provide schedules, and they're saying, you know, if you can show us inconsistencies in the plans, that may give us an ability to put a requirement back on the applicant. If you can't show inconsistencies, then tell us why under our regulations we shouldn't timely process an application. That's what government's supposed to do. So one of the issues for me has been, you know, the resolution doesn't include specifics about how the Sussex plan, by way of example, has divergencies with our plan. And I think we've said that we would be commenting. I think that's what they expected, not for us to provide this kind of comment, because they knew our general policy was to ask them to defer. So if we have specifics, you know, one possibility is to give them those specifics, and then to link back into some of the history Tom was relating, where there is an inconsistency, that provides a basis for a process to try to square them up. But I think OSG, to some degree, is represented. They feel that we haven't really showed those inconsistencies, and yet we're asking them to delay, and they've given us some opportunity to provide comments.
So what's the real impact on these towns? Is it fines? I mean, exposure,
right.
Well, also, can I ask, are they, you know, under the gun of a potential builder's remedy or something? Is that it?
Yeah, so the builder's remedy.
Have you been threatened with a builder's remedy?
Let me hear that.
There's always a threat of a builder's remedy.
Okay, but there's nothing sitting out there at the moment.
Let me, if I could just be, with limited exception, and Dante mentioned those exceptions, there's an obligation on a town in order to maintain its substantive certification, which guards a municipality against what's known as a builder's remedy lawsuit. An obligation on that town to get a state plan endorsement, or an equivalent in this case, I think, which is relevant, of 3 years from certification of their third round filing. In most cases, towns are in the process of submitting, and COA is in the process of reviewing their third round certification. And as a parallel track, and it gets to the MOU issue, we have had ongoing and long-standing discussions with coordinated review on those third round obligations. What is a concern that's been expressed by municipalities, and I'm not going to get into specifics as to not compromise any of those towns, but where there is a historic or a current reliance on a specific site that the town, in the town's ability to meet its third round obligation, or in some case, limited cases, outstanding second round obligation, and where those sites that are not currently developed may be inconsistent with the plan. And that gets to that second track discussion that has policy implications, where there are obligations, rather legal or contractual, that the town has, and reliance on a site in order to meet its other obligations that the council will have to consider on final adoption. But until such time as a COA moves to certify on third round a municipality's substantive certification, the clock doesn't start. So with limited exception, there's time to resolve a lot of the outstanding conflicts or inconsistencies between municipal, county, and regional planning interests on final adoption without putting those municipalities at substantive risk.
And then that would lead to a presumption of validity for the housing element of the master plan.
Correct, and may also substantially inform their third round obligation, because one of the implications of the regional master plan, as we've discussed previously, is the reliance on what's known as the MPO numbers. The MPO numbers may be far in excess what are the sustainable growth thresholds within a given municipality because of limitations in either water, natural resource protection concerns, et cetera. So the implications on final adoption of the regional master plan may be a reexamination of a municipality's growth potential and potential for a reduction or revision to their third round affordable housing obligation.
Right, but the third round makes it a little better for the towns, because then it's just growth share based on second round, which this would really be hurting them.
Yes, second round, outstanding second round sites that are an issue that we're going to have to examine very closely and will likely require policy discussion and decision by
those of us who are going to the 4 o'clock hearing are going to have to leave fairly soon. And I was wondering what feeling would be, particularly for the makers of the motion, if we added to this the motion language to, that we would say, to the extent that this request that we're making to the State Planning Commission brings hardship on any particular jurisdiction, we invite the State Planning Commission to come meet with us at a subsequent meeting and discuss it. And secondly, to get to Debbie's point, that we also want to move ahead as quickly as possible with the State Planning Commission, don't want a memorandum of agreement for procedural, that has standardized procedures.
I'm kind of uncomfortable with it, John, in the following sense. I think we're moving forward as fast as we can to finalize the draft regional master plan. And in effect, what we'd be saying to each other is, look, we're going to try to finalize it for some geographical section. And unfortunately, and the reason I was comfortable making this motion and generally being where I am, that just seems to me the wrong way to do something. If somebody wants to show up here and tell us they're facing builder's remedy in 90 days, sure, but we're not hearing that, and they're welcome to come back and do that anyway. I would not affirmatively say that for the reasons particularly.
I'd like to move toward a vote on the resolution if we could do that.
If we can restate it, because yes. I think it was muddied a little bit about whether we insert the word final. Right.
Final, right.
I don't know that was accepted to change it to final, Kurt.
So I think we have to change it to final.
No, the original one was final. If it says
yeah, that's final. Right, it was final. Yeah.
It's the other way around.
So,
okay.
I thought the original one
as long as we're clear.
So the resolution is that we are writing to the State Planning Commission to ask them to defer action on county or municipal petitions in the planning area until we've adopted the final plan.
Right.
And they may decide to just go ahead and approve it anyway.
That's right.
Right. I'm not saying that good or bad. That is just something that can play out.
All right.
Right. Well, we can vote, but I just, on Kurt's point, Kurt's, Debbie's, and Steve's points, I mean, I want to be sure that what I was hearing was that the county plan that's most in front of us right now, by its own admission, requires each individual municipality to come in and seek plan endorsement independently. So therefore, the COA link, while it's an issue that needs to be resolved because it keeps driving so much of our discussion, and the points that Steve just laid out about the reliance on the NPO numbers and about third round sites that might be in conflict with the RMP, that's facts that I have not seen yet on paper. So those are real conflicts which, in my mind, are exactly what we should not be allowing to be institutionalized by State Planning Commission actions. So we can reiterate our policy through this motion, and I fully expect that they will do exactly what they've done, you know, today, which is continue to move forward, perhaps legitimately because of the concerns the municipalities are expressing, but in either matter, with the consequence being that potential conflicts are going to get put in place. So I would like to see, as part of the transmission of this resolution, if it's successful, that the staff take a run at least the first blush conflicts between the state growth, this Sussex County strategic plan in particular, with the RMP. I mean, by its own admission, it doesn't change the state planning area designations. We know that there are conflicts between some of those boundaries. The issues that Steve just articulated ought at least be put into the record so that if they choose to go forward and approve that, that it's on record that they may be creating further conflicts down the road when it comes time to have those plans reviewed against the RMP.
Plus, you might really be creating conflicts mm-hmm. with their COA certification, you know, by approving, by them getting certified now, and then our final plan showing these areas essentially is we don't want them built upon at all because of our environmental constraints.
But Tim, when you said did not change the motion.
No, it doesn't change the motion.
Change what we're doing with every county and every municipality in both the preservation area and the planning area.
Right. Absolutely, Michael. My concern is that we have the decision which is being forced on in the next couple of weeks that I don't want to see us remain silent.
Okay, so let's vote on the motion. Tahisha, are you still here? Okay.
Yes.
Tahisha? Okay. So the motion is on the table. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? That would be okay. The one other item we have is to go into executive session to discuss the
law. Wait.
We're going to consider the Sussex County resolution.
Right, okay. All right.
I make a motion we table that resolution.
Second.
Okay. There's no discussion on that.
No. So.
There's no discussion of the motion table, secondly. All those in favor of the motion table?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
So raise your hand if you're opposed.
Can we have a roll call on this, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, all. Can use a minute.
That wasn't fair. Give you a copy of the roster.
It's here somewhere. I remember everyone saying. Okay, on the motion to table.
Just in all fairness, point of order. I think technically when you make a motion to table, you have to state when you're tabling it to, if I'm not mistaken, as a parliamentarian. So we you know, either we need to state that it's going to be our next meeting or we're going to have a meeting to address this, but we do need to state when we're tabling.
I made the motion to table it until the next appropriate meeting.
A true politician.
Well, until the first major snowstorm. Okay. Kurt Allstead.
Yes.
Liz Calabrese.
No.
Tracy Carluccio.
No.
Tim Dillingham.
No.
Janice Kovach.
No.
Mimi Letts.
Yes.
Debbie Pascarelli.
No.
Eric Peterson.
Yes.
Michael Salavera.
Yes.
Jack Schreier.
Yes.
Scott Whitenack.
Yes.
Whoops, I did that. So there's six votes in favor, five against. So if I voted yes, it still wouldn't pass, would it? Do we need a majority?
Need eight.
Need eight.
Good. So I don't have to vote crazy.
Okay.
I make a motion we schedule a special meeting for January 18th.
I'll second that motion. If we don't act today, I think we must discuss this before January 24th.
I'd like to suggest at the next appropriate meeting to discuss this that we invite the director of the Office of Smart Growth to come in and speak to the council.
Okay.
And for the record, she has indicated she's willing to do that. It was just a matter of she was personally unavailable today.
Okay. So the motion, we do this on January 18th?
We have a hearing that day.
We have a hearing at 4 that day.
Well, can we start earlier and do it up? Well, the problem is it's out of school, though, so they've got sessions, so those are someplace at the school.
Well, I think if we have a motion that we're going to meet January 18th, the staff can figure out between today and tomorrow, I guess, where and what time. We can leave it to them.
And is the public going to be noticed, specifically the municipalities that are mentioned in the resolution?
I wanted to offer Harrison Township's municipal building is located about 10 minutes from the public meeting site.
Okay.
Our meeting room does accommodate 120 people.
Okay.
So we would offer our building.
Thank you.
For meeting. Okay. Site.
Except we weren't all planning to go to Sussex
County. Right, okay. So there's a motion on the table that we have a special meeting next Thursday. All those in favor?
Thanks,
Kyle. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. We're now going to go into executive session, briefly discuss the hearing, the lawsuit. When we come out, we're going to adjourn. We have a conflict. If we have a public comment period, it runs into the public hearing. So, yeah.
I just one suggestion or one request would be that I don't know how parliamentarians are usually decimated, but I would like there's somebody with a neutral interest in these debates sometimes, if there isn't a person to be there to advise us on parliamentary procedure rather than.
I think that's a role for council. And I think it would have been not inappropriate.
Council.
Legal. I should be that person.
Right. Legal counsel.
Okay. You better polish off Robert's rules.
Right. We need to go into executive session.
We'll stay here.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not going to have public comment session.
We're going to have to go to the public hearing right if this is over. So
the whole group, or can some of the group stay, or
we can come to the public hearing? So I think we're just into our next week's meeting. Sorry, there's not enough time. There'll be people standing around if you want to talk to them.